and he was a great king. He was a religious king. But one episode took place in his life. Once he was, you know, going into the kingdom, he was traveling around, and he came across one sage. And that sage was meditating. So he was not conscious that the king has come. So this king, he thought, okay, I'm feeling thirsty, let me go and ask him some water. So he came there, and the sage was so engrossed in his meditation that he didn't ask him that he want water or something like that. So he was just absorbed in his meditation. So what the king does, he gets so angry that he took a snake and wrapped it around the sage's head, neck, and he walked away. But eventually what happened, this sage had a son whose name was Sringi, and he was taking a bath in the river. So when this son comes to know that his father was insulted like this, so he becomes very angry, and he comes and he curses this king to die in 7 days. Now this is a true story which took place 5,000 years ago. So when this king, he comes to know he's going to die in 7 days, he leaves his kingdom and he goes to the forest, a place at the bank of the Ganga. And there he inquires from the sages that I'm going to die now, so please tell me what is best for me, what I should be doing. So at that time there was one great sage, 16 years old, he was only 16 years old, his name was Shukdev Goswami. So he happened to come there. And all the sages, they said that this person is the qualified person to answer your questions. So then Parikshit Maharaj sits and asks him these questions. And very important questions about spiritual life like that. So he sits for 7 days and 7 nights in front of this person. Without eating, drinking, he asks questions about soul, God, and the relationship of the soul and God, and the process of perfecting his life, like that. So he asked, what is the duty of a man just about to die? What is the duty? Now generally when people are going to die, you know, when they are having some cancer or something like that, what do you find people do? You know, they don't ask these questions. They just, they think that let us be with our family, or, you know, let's go and enjoy something, what I have not done or I should be doing, like that. So there is things they ask, or do they do, basically. But they don't ask this question. So this question was asked by Parikshit. And the second question he asked, what should we hear, what should we worship, or whom should we remember? So these are the very important questions. So the Vedanta Sutra is the very important Vedic literature. Vedanta. Veda means Vedas. Anta means the conclusion. Vedanta Sutra. Sutra means definitions. So the conclusions of the Vedas are written in the Vedanta Sutras. And that has been compiled by Srila Vyasadeva. And in that, which is the topmost Vedic literature, it is begins with this word, Athato, Brahma Jigyasa, which means therefore. Athato means therefore. Brahma Jigyasa means inquiry into the spirit. Okay? Inquiry into the Supreme Spirit. So, here again is the call to the people to inquire about spirit. Okay? The Vedas explain. Why therefore? Athato. Generally you don't find books beginning with therefore. Have you ever seen open a book and the first word is therefore? No, no? You don't find it like that. So why it is therefore? It is explained because the human beings have tried their best to get happiness in life, but they have not succeeded. So therefore they should inquire into the alternative which they have not inquired before. So what is that? The spiritual side of life. So human beings and animals. So basically you don't find animals coming into the temple asking Gita, Vedas, what is written in the Vedas. You don't find them doing that. But human beings can. They ask these questions. Where did I come from and where will I go after death? So, Parikshit Maharaj was cursed to die in 7 days. Sure shot, guaranteed he knew that he will die in 7 days. And also he knew for sure that he will live for 7 days. Right now? He was cursed to die for in 7 days, but he was sure also that he will live for 7 days. But we don't even know that much, whether we will live for 7 days or not. Correct? One thing is for sure, we are going to die in 7 days. How? Either Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday or Friday. Correct? Or Saturday. In these 7 days only we have to die. Correct? Nothing beyond it. And we are not sure whether we will live for 7 days. Like, you know, recently I got an information. One of our boys, his name is Lakshmipati. He was passed out from IIT. And he went abroad, New York, Minnesota University, for PhD. So, he passed out from IIT Powai. So, he was bhakti, he was devotee only. So, he went to America and from Minnesota he went to New York. And in New York he met with a car accident and he died. I was shocked. Just yesterday I came to know. He was just amongst us. And so, we see how people die, you know, all of a sudden. You've heard such people die? Some of your very close friends or relatives, all of a sudden they're dead. It's quite shocking, you know. So when your near and dear ones die, then you realize that, my God, what's going on here? Think like that. So, therefore, the Vedas explain that human beings must take this inquiry very seriously, spiritual inquiry seriously. So, we see that how Gita has been, you know, glorified by Gandhi and like that. So you see this, basically the goat example is there. The goat is tied by the butcher and the butcher is chopping the meat. He's taking, many goats are there tied, and the butcher one by one he takes the goats and he chops them up, he kills them. And the rest of the goats, they are so busy enjoying eating grass and everything, that he is not realizing that next is my turn. Correct? You see, goats, they are really not busy enjoying. You know? If you just give him some grass and he is busy, he forgets. He is not seeing that, my God, what happened to my friends? What happened to my other goats? He's gone. And you put little grass, grass, forgets. So the Vedas explain that to a large extent, people also are like that. They are so busy in eating, sleeping, mating and defending. The animals are doing that, correct? So we can see that even in humans, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Same thing. You know, sometimes people, especially these days, they think eating, sleeping, mating and defending is so special. It is only for us. Only for humans. So when they get the opportunity, they feel they should not miss it. Correct? It's special. And not only humans, but only me, I have got this opportunity to engage in these activities. Some people feel like, wow, it's only me, this rare opportunity for engaging in this. But Vedas explain, no, it is not like that. Even animals are doing it. Just imagine. So it is explained that God has given this special, unique feature to human beings to inquire beyond this. So, you can see this, yeah? So one must inquire, who am I, where did I come from, where will I go after death, and why am I suffering? So human life, inquiry, promoted to higher life. If no inquiry, then promoted to back to animal kingdom. This is the Vedic setup, the setup of nature. Just like, you know, if you have a fracture in your hand or something, you will see that if you don't use the hand for a long time, then your hand becomes useless. Have you noticed? Yeah? For a long time, if it isn't plaster, you don't move your hands, then you cannot use the hands or legs, whatever. After your plaster is removed also, you have to do some exercises, physiotherapy or something like that, to get back into shape. So that is a law of nature, that if you don't use the facility given, then it is taken away. So the Vedas explain that human beings are is a category which is very special. And they are given that opportunity, that facility to inquire into this subject matter, into the Gita, Vedas and everything, God, soul. And if he doesn't do that, then he's misusing or not using that facility, so that facility will be taken away like that. So if it's taken away, means what? Back to animal life, where the facility for eating, sleeping, mating and defending is given. And this very exclusive facility for inquiring into this and getting free from the sufferings of life is taken away. It's like that. So does this mean becoming a sannyasi or something? No. Doesn't mean that everyone has to become sannyasi. One can lead a normal life just like everyone else, in the sense that you can work and you can, you know, have friends and you can, you know, have recreation, entertainment and everything. But one must add. Okay, one must add this aspect of our life. Just like our life contains various aspects. The physical, the mental, the intellectual, and also the social, and then finally the spiritual. Yeah, we have these various aspects of our life, right? Physical, mental, intellectual, social, and etc. You know, whatever. So spiritual is a very important aspect of our life which should not be neglected. So, which means that not just simply leading life without rules and regulations of spiritual life, but to include that into our life. Follow certain rules about the Vedas, the rules mentioned in the Vedas. That makes it grihastha, as it is said. Grihastha. You heard this word grihastha? Means family life, following the Vedas. And one who does not follow the Vedas, they call as grihamedhi. Grihamedhi. Griha means house. And grihastha ashram, it is explained. Is ashram means ashray. Ashram comes from the word ashray. Ashray means to take shelter. So where the husband and wife has come together to take shelter. Shelter of what? Of God in the house. So house is like an ashram, and these people, it's like house is like an ashram, and people have come to take shelter like that. And if one is not, then Griha Medhi. He becomes like a Medhi. He is called as Griha Medhi. So the difference is that he inquires into the spiritual life. Like that. It does not require to be sannyasi. People have misconceptions. People say that, "Arey, spiritual Gita, Vedas means one has to shave head, become like this." It's not like that. You can be a student, you can be a professor, you can be a research scientist, you can be anything. But still, one must inquire. Like Arjuna did. Arjuna, what he was doing? He was a soldier, correct? He was a soldier. He was not. In fact, Arjuna wanted to give up fighting and go into the forest. If you see, if you read Gita, and Krishna said, no, don't go to the forest or something, you fight, because that's your duty. So Krishna is very clearly explaining to Arjuna that spiritual life does not mean giving up activity, but taking up activity, but changing the way we do it by thinking in the right direction. But doing it, whatever we are doing, for higher causes, like doing it for Krishna, like that. So it's not the external which makes us spiritual, but it is the consciousness, the motivation with which we do something. So Grihamedhi is only interested in animal necessities of life, as we already saw. So it is explained that he is bound up. When a person is Grihamedhi, he He is so bound up and infatuated by just enjoyment in this world that he is just carried away and he is not thinking about life. It's going like that, you know. So he wastes his time in sex, cinema, gambling, liquor, etc. He becomes so infatuated, addicted to these things. And accumulates more and more and more and becomes so greedy, you see, accumulating more and more. So, and we can see that, isn't it, today? Have you realized that how people are working so hard these days? Have you ever realized? People are working like crazy, you know, 12 hours, 16 hours, 18 hours now. Huh? What is that? Like if you don't, now if you don't work, now you're out. You're not considered of any value. In IBM company, they are saying if, when you wake up in the morning, you should be thinking about your work. If you're doing that, then we want you. That's what now people are expected to work. Why? Because all are working. If you are not ready to work, then there are others who they can hire for these jobs. It's too much of competition. And for what? Basically, how many chapatis we are going to eat? Our capacity is limited, no? Now you earn crores, but what are you doing with that? Beyond our needs, when our needs are met, anything beyond is of really not much value. And for that, what are you doing? You're spending your health, your valuable health. People are working in these call centers and people in the night and, you know, all those odd timings. And what are they doing? They're spending their health. And then they get a lot of money, but then later on they get sick and then they spend the wealth to earn back their health. First they spend their health for wealth and then wealth for health. Ultimately, what? That means they have never enjoyed their wealth. Have they enjoyed? No. People are having big houses, but they are spending their time in the office. So what is the use of that house? Or if they are in their house, they are sitting in front of their computers on the internet working. Now, it's a facility where you can be at home and work on the internet. So effectively, they're not enjoying so much responsibility because more pay, more what? Responsibility. No one is going to pay anyone for free. It's going to be like that? Chalo, theek hai, I like you very much. Take her 1 lakh rupees per month pay. Be happy. Why? Just like that. I like you. Aisa kabhi hota nahi hai. Ask how much output you are giving. And that much anxiety. So much of stress. People are getting trapped into this. Now, more and more. Greedy, greedy. Why more, 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 more? Want more. Even though he knows that whatever he earns, he cannot take it with him. He has to die one day. You know, many times people have big houses, big bank balances, but they are dead and they are gone. And the money is just in the bank. So, why have they earned so much? You know, they have not even enjoyed what they want. So Grihamayi is just like that. Ignorant of the temporary nature of this body. Like I was telling you of this boy. Brilliant boy. Intelligent. Probably one of the top in India, you know. Anyone gets into IIT, certainly he's intelligent. So, okay, he's one of the best. But then what happened? Blip is gone. One accident. Finished. All those hopes, all those plans for the future, and all those investments of years of study, and the money involved, and all those hopes, expectations of family members, and relatives, and all that, all gone. In a moment. The family show, oh, the loving and all that, wife and children and relatives, friends, society. Sometimes you see, it's all gone. In a moment. The communities, everything at death is finished. But still, he forgets. Imagine. He does not think. Person, human being, is completely not aware of this fact, or rather he does not want to be aware of these things, because if he thinks about it, he feels it discourages him. Like even if you speak about death to people outside, you know, they feel like, अरे क्या बात कर रहा है, कोई अच्छी अच्छी बात करना, you know, सबको मरना है तो क्या हुआ, they say something like this, isn't it? So people don't discuss. Therefore Yudhishthir Maharaj, there is a story that Yudhishthir Maharaj, he sent his brothers to fetch water and none of them came back. So ultimately Yudhishthir only goes and he finds that all the brothers, Pandavas, are lying unconscious on the bank of a river. Not a river, a pond. So Yudhishthir goes there and he tries to drink some water, and a voice comes from somewhere, the trees. It says, Yudhishthir, don't drink this water. If you do that, you will also end up in the same fate as your brothers. So he says, oh, who's that? He says, I am a yaksha and I have caused this to your brother. So answer my question and then you can take back your brother and you can also take how much water you want. So he says, okay, what's your question? So the yaksha says that, what is the most surprising thing you find in this world? He asks Yudhishthir. This is there in Mahabharata. So you know what Yudhishthir says? He says, Ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti yamalayam sheshasthavaram icchanti kim ascharya athap param. He says, Ahani ahani bhutani. He says, day by day, gacchanti yamalayam, people are going to the abode of Yamaraj. They're going into the what? Abode of Yamaraj, which means people are dying. Sheshasthavaram icchanti, and the rest of the people are desiring to live eternally. Sheshasthavaram icchanti kim ascharya thaparam. And this is the most surprising thing to me, that even though people are knowing that they're going to die, everyone is dying around them, but somehow people have the desire that they should live forever. Getting it? The paradox. Which means that people don't want to die, people know they have to die, but still they want, desire to live and not to die. So what happens as a result? People suffer. So he does not make relevant inquiries, and that's how we see, like there's people sitting in a train. Boop, gone. Boop, gone. But others, okay, they're happy, going on, life goes on, isn't it? This is called as illusion of this world. So, therefore, Shankaracharya says, Punarapi jananam, punarapi janani jatare shehanam, iha samsare bahu dushtare, kripya pahi, pahi murare. So he says that this life is like that, you know, birth, death, that's all. This world is meant for death, basically. So no one is relevant, asking these relevant questions. No one is prepared to ask these questions. So the answer to Parikshit Maharaj's question is given here. Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Harihi Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyascha Abhayam. So this question was asked by Bharat Maharaj. Since we didn't ask, he asked for us. You know, people in general didn't ask it, so he asked for us. He's like representing us. Just like you see a video show, you know, you see some Donahue or, you know, that Oprah Winfrey shows and all. You seen that? Talk shows. So they call some experts, say heart specialists they call, and they'll ask, what do you think that, you know, is a good thing for a heart? What if you get a heart attack? What if you get diabetes? How will it affect the heart? What if you have these infections in the lung? How will it affect the heart? And a person may start thinking that, oh my God, this man is having so many problems with his heart. So he's not having a problem, but he's asking on behalf of those who are having problems, isn't it? So similarly, when Bharat asking these questions, I'm sorry, when Parikshit Maharaj is asking these questions to Shukdev Goswami, it's not that he actually is having all these problems, but he's asking on the behalf of the general people. So it applies to us, actually, us. Many times people feel that Gita is not for us because it was spoken by Krishna to Arjuna. How am I involved in this? Isn't it? Why should I be involved? I mean, it is between, you know, Sala Bhanja or something. And that's the relationship of Krishna and Arjuna. Why is it applying to me? Why do I have to read it? But it is relevant to us because that's our problem also. So, here is the answer. What we should be doing? Answer is, O descendant of King Bharata, one who desires to be free from all miseries must hear about, glorify and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is the supreme super soul, the controller and the savior from all miseries. So what we have to ask, what is the reply? Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Harihi. These are the important points of that answer, which means, what does Sarvatma mean? The all-pervading Paramatma, which is within our hearts. God, who is situated as the form of Paramatma within our hearts. Bhagwan means, you know, Bhagwan, yeah. What does Bhagwan mean? The Lord. Ishvara means controller. It refers to God only. Harihi means what? He who can cause the disappearance of our conditional life by giving us full freedom. Who can free us from birth and death. That means Hari. Harihi. Harihi means to take away. One who takes away these problems. So, it is explained that to inquire into this Paramatma, Ishwar, Hari, these are the main goals of a life, main duties, important duties in a person's life. So, what does that mean? Make relevant inquiries about Lord Hari and thus go back to Him. This is the, you know, solution, the answer for the inquiries. Hare Krishna. So, I have a wonderful documentary which I thought I can show you.
Every one of these graves you see contains a human being just like you. They once used to watch television, just as you are now. They too would get up in the morning, wash their faces, have breakfast, and go to work or school. They once had people they loved, celebrities they admired, and cars, houses, and bills to pay. They too had their special moments, celebrating New Year or their birthdays, perhaps. Never for a moment imagining that in the same way that they had birthdays, they would one day have to die. Every self will taste death. Then you will be returned to us. The human mind finds it difficult to conceive of the size of the universe we live in and the order in it. It is estimated that the universe contains some 300 billion galaxies. Our Milky Way is just one of these. There are some 250 billion stars in the Milky Way. Our Sun is just one of those. In other words, there are more stars in the universe than there are grains of sand in all the beaches of the world. And our Sun is just one of those grains of sand. The world we live in is not even as large as one of those grains of sand. As for man, a tiny creature living on this earth, he is as nothing in the magnificence of this giant universe. Yet, most of the time, man forgets all this and imagines that he is really very large. He lives in pride and arrogance. He forgets that he is a helpless creature created by God, that he will one day die and have to account for his deeds in the sight of God. Furthermore, he becomes passionately attached to this world, which is smaller than a grain of sand in the grand scale of the universe. And yet, every person will soon die and be buried in a tiny corner of this world. God will certainly show him how powerless he really is before he proceeds to the life of the hereafter. Unless a person dies young, the worst example of helplessness in the life of this world is old age. Most people spend their lives wrapped up in rushing to and fro. As time flows quickly by, days, months, and years rush by in the blink of an eye. Yet for some reason, people try to ignore this fact. It is as if they think they will never grow old. Yet the days of youth that they so fondly imagine will never end are really very short. Almost everyone realizes that he will grow old one day. Yet young people always feel that those days are very far off. They refuse to accept that they will one day be old, weak, and helpless. The two young people in this picture are good-looking, with clean and perfect skins and shining teeth. But there is another important detail. These pictures were taken in 1955. When this picture was taken, these two were most probably not giving any thought to the fact that they would one day grow old. Yet some 50 years or more have now gone by, and nothing remains of the youth and beauty in the picture. Time destroys everything. That is a law of the world. For example, a sweet, delicious, and perfumed orange will eventually decay. An apple will rot in a very short time. Human beauty also fades easily. The skin, the most important component of human beauty, loses elasticity as time goes by, grows thin, and starts to sag. The shining, smooth skin of youth grows wrinkled with age. It loses all life, like dry mud. A young person's skin is taut. Squeezed between the fingers and then released, it resumes its original state. But an old person's skin stays wrinkled. The hair turns white and falls out with old age. Every organ in the body receives its full share of the damage wreaked by old age. The nose and ears begin to sag, for instance. It is not only people's appearance that grows old, but their senses too. Since the nerve cells are not renewed, people suffer sensory loss as they grow older. They begin to have poor vision and poor hearing. The damage and decay visible in the human body is a striking example of the transitory nature of the life of this world. Celebrities, artists, film stars, and politicians whose beauty has amazed the world in their youth are very different in old age. They lose all that strength and beauty. For instance, sportsmen famed for their strength and stamina become weak and feeble in old age. The famous people you are now watching in youth and old age are a symbol of the transitory nature of this world. Your own skin will one day be exactly like that. And when you look in the mirror, this is exactly what you are going to see.
So, any inquiries?
river.
So any questions you have? Can you put on the lights, please? Yeah, thank you. Any questions you have? Anything to share? Any comments? Any?
My question is that what did you wanted to say exactly? What did you wanted to mean from saying that we grow old?
Basically, I showed this to show that people have to realize that we are going to grow old. So we have to ask whether is there a solution for this? Can we avoid it? Can we avoid old age? Can we avoid death? Can we avoid all these diseases altogether? So this is the inquiry that we should be making. People are not making us. Yeah, you find people asking these questions? Do you find them outside? No. Generally, people are not discussing these things, right? So that's exactly what we are trying to share today. People should ask questions and look for where they are getting the answers for that. So you won't find that scientific advancement is giving answers for this. No, you don't find it. But where you'll find the answers, you'll find it in the Vedas, find it in the Gita, find it in Vedanta Sutra, Bhagavatam, where there is a solution given for overcoming death and old age, disease, birth. So if you know that there is a solution been given, we should become interested in that and go ahead and pursue that particular aspect of our life. Getting it, no? So that is what I'm trying to show. People don't see, people like to be optimistic, you know. They say, what is the old age and all that? Now I'm young, let me just simply enjoy. Just simply enjoy. So they don't take time out for...
Ek story bataya thi. Abhi. Kya story thi? Yudhishthir ki yahan. To... बाद में क्या होता है वो आपने बताया नहीं.
He gave the right answer. He had many questions to ask and Yudhishthir replied to all of them properly. So then the Yaksha said, okay, here are your brothers, you can take them back and you can go. So that's the thing, that people are dying but still people feel that they're going to live forever. Anyone here wants to die? Anyone? Please raise your hand. Huh? Anyone who wants to die here? How many of you want to die? Huh? You want to die? Huh? Yeah, that is a different question. Everyone has to die. But we don't want to die, correct? Just see. Can anyone avoid it? Does anyone have a solution for it? No. But the Gita has a solution for it. Getting it, na? That's the main thing. So a person should become, oh my God. Yeah, is this the situation? Really? Then I should make study in advance, just like you have an exam coming up. When you know, arre, baap re, ek mahine ke baad exam hai. So what you'll do? You'll become serious. Isn't it? And then you'll sit and study. So similarly, when you understand the main examination of life is what? Death. So naturally you should, you know, okay, can I overcome this problem? This is the kind of a... So Yudhishthira was right that he said the most surprising thing is that people not bother. Anything else? Like to share something? If you don't agree on anything, any part of what I said, you can please refute. Huh?
Guruji, actually my question is a bit related to it only, that how can a Hare Krishna devotee prepare himself for the old age? Old age cannot be avoided. That is sure. If we, it is assumed that I die after 90 years, so it cannot be changed. But how can the difference between a normal atheist or a ordinary person and a Hare Krishna devotee? And how can he prepare himself well that all these old age skin problems and all such stuff doesn't bother him?
So, see, if you see. When a devotee grows old and when an ordinary person grows old, the devotee is not affected by his physical condition because his mind is not allocated to his body. His mind is allocated to service of God. A devotee is fixed in that understanding that he is not the body, he is the Atma, soul. So whatever may be his physical condition, he is not affected by it. And ordinary people are convinced that they are this body. They take this body as a source of great happiness. And correspondingly, they also experience suffering because the body will give you both. So that's the difference. So what happens is that a devotee does not suffer in this life due to old age. And even when this body dies, he, because he's perfected his realization, his God realization, he never takes birth again. And he remains as a spiritual identity. He goes back home, back to God. Where he lives in a spiritual body, and he doesn't have to take birth here in this world. Yeah, that's why I understand your question. See, the pain is there. See, just like for example, I'll give you an example. Suppose there's a car outside. You have come into this temple, in the temple with your car. You have a car at home? You have a bike, two-wheeler? Okay. At home you have? Which car you have? Bike, which one? Hero Honda, okay? Now, say imagine you have come with your Hero Honda here. And all of a sudden, one of devotees comes and says that, arey, wo Hero Honda jiska gaadi hai, so and so number wala, wo RTO wale ne aake usko pick up karke chala gaya hai. Now, suppose you hear this, what will you do? You'll jump out of your seat and you'll go outside to check out your bike, correct? But after going out, you find your vehicle still standing there. And you find that it was another vehicle that was picked up, not yours. So how will you feel? Ah, isn't it? Why? Because both were Hero Hondas. But why that particular Hero Honda? Because that was yours. Getting it? It's there in your mind, that identification. Even if your Hero Honda was picked up, is there something happening to you? Were you picked up? No. Because you have that attachment for that Hero Honda, which you think is yours, therefore that pain you experience. Right? So similarly, it is explained in the Vedas that the soul is different from the body. He is like a man sitting on a Hero Honda. What is Hero Honda? Body. Who is the driver? The soul, Atma. So when he is convinced about this fact that he is not the Hero Honda, he is a separate person. And this body doesn't belong to me. Someone else, not my property. It is whose property? This body. It doesn't belong to us. It belongs to God actually, this body. We were not given a choice, this body. So when we see that the body is growing old and it is going to die, because you know it doesn't belong to you, that understanding is there, you will never be affected even if you are in this body. This is spiritual perfection, which can be achieved by practice of the knowledge of Gita. Therefore, this knowledge is important. And now you may think that I know I am this Atma. So, now I am free from old age? No, it doesn't work like that. Why? Knowledge is not theoretical knowledge. Knowledge is realized knowledge. Means you must not just have here. You must be here. You should have it here. You should live up that to that knowledge. Which means like people who know, you know, cigarette smoking is bad for health. Many people know it. But there are still people who smoke. Right? Why? Because they have only knowledge. They don't have realization. They have not put it to practice. A person who truly knows it, he gives up smoking. Getting it? So just like that. When you have completely developed that dislike for sense gratification, which means eating, sleeping, mating, defending. It's not that you give it up, but you do it, but you don't have any interest in it. That is the time when you will become free from this identification with this body. Abhi kuch bhi hota hai body ko, cut lag gaya. We were affected. Why? Because we are taking so much of pleasure from this body. So correspondingly, when there is pain, you get affected.
But when you start, just, you know, don't care about the pleasure and pain of this body, you achieve a higher state of consciousness by which now you do not feel the death, old age. It's just like next, you know, you go from one room to another room, you know, just like you walk out from this room into the next room. It's not a surprise, correct? Because you know you are you. The room changes, but you know I am not changed, correct? So similarly, when a person dies, when a devotee dies, it's for him going from one room, next room. Why? Well, he doesn't know, he doesn't think that he's the room. He knows that who is he. Many times people, they don't know this fact. They have not realized this fact and they have not practiced, chanted Hare Krishna, they have not come to the temple, they have not read the Gita. So they have no doubt of practice. So the time of death or disease, so much of pain. Because their consciousness, chetana, is rooted into this body. And that's why even when people die, they become ghosts. You know? Bhoot ban jate hai log. And they roam around in that place because they have so much attachment for the body, for the house. All this. That's why they do antim samskaras for them. Yeah, exactly. That is the thing. So pain is only in your identification. Just like that Hero Honda. When you knew that it was not yours, there is no pain. The attachment is not there. You are not attached to that Hero Honda. You are attached to your Hero Honda. Get the point? So the attachment gives you pain. Yes.
As compared to other yugas, Kali Yuga mein sab jibo ka life period kam hota hai. So us time mein ye ashram system matlab lagta hai thik tha kyunki pehle brahmachari phir gruhast vanaprastha aur sanyasi hote the. लेकिन अभी हम देख रहे हैं कोई 5 साल में मर रहा है तो कोई 10 साल में और कोई 60 साल में. तो भी हर कोई को यही इंस्ट्रक्शन देना चाहिए कि आप डायरेक्ट ब्रह्मचारी में रहिए या फिर मतलब सन्यास ले जाइए क्यों अदर आश्रम में जा रहे हैं. अगर ऐसा नहीं है कि आप जो कोई भी आश्रम में फिटनेस कॉन्शियस में रह सकते हैं तो अगर एक पूरा लाइफ गृहस्थ में ही रहता है तो बुरा क्या है.
मैंने कभी कहा क्या गृहस्थ लाइफ बुरा है? नहीं ना. नहीं ऐसा नहीं है. किस कहां पर लिखा हुआ है आप मुझे बताइए. मैं देखना चाहता हूँ उसको. नहीं आप कहीं भी रहो गृहे टाको वने टाको सदा हरि बोले टाको ऐसा एक श्लोक है कि आप गृहस्थ आश्रम में हो या ग्रह टाको या वने टाको मतलब आप वनप्रस्थ लिए हुए हैं या सन्यासी हैं और वन में घूम रहे हैं मगर क्या है हरि बोले टाको भगवान का नाम कीर्तन करो जैसे कि है. अगर इतना करेंगे आप यू विल अचीव परफेक्शन विचेवर आश्रम यू आर गृहस्थ आश्रम वनप्रस्थ आश्रम और सन्यास आश्रम. मगर वो करना चाहिए घर पे रह के अगर सिर्फ वो टाइम पास कर रहे हैं फिर ऐसा नहीं चलेगा. हरि बोले टाको वो इम्पोर्टेंट है कि नहीं मैं घर पे हूँ आपने बोला ना घर पे रख के भी कर सकते हैं मगर घर पे रह के करना चाहिए. मगर करते नहीं है लोग. कितने लोग घर पे हैं कितने लोग सन्यासी हैं संख्या क्या है सन्यासियों का संख्या ज्यादा है या ब्रह्मचारियों का संख्या ज्यादा है या गृहस्थ लोगों का संख्या ज्यादा है आप बताइए संख्या किसका ज्यादा है. गृहस्थ लोगों का ज्यादा है ना. हमारे जैसे मेरे जैसे या सन्यासियों जैसे आपको कितने लोग दिखते हैं बाहर ज्यादा दिखते हैं कि हर जगह सन्यासी सन्यासी दिख रहे ब्रह्मचारी ब्रह्मचारी दिख रहे बाप रे कितने ब्रह्मचारी ऐसा हो गया है क्या कंडीशन दुनिया का. नहीं बहुत कम है कि नहीं. घर पे कितने लोग हैं मगर कितने लोग नाम जप कर रहे हैं कीर्तन कर रहे हैं कोई नहीं कर रहा है भगवान है कि नहीं. मगर आजकल के दिन में जो अभी बहुत सारे हैं सन्यासी अभी वो भी पता नहीं कि सन्यासी लोग भी हैं मगर बहुत सारे ऐसे सन्यासी जो कपड़े पहन के भी हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र जप नहीं करते. ऐसा दिन आ गया कलयुग है कि नहीं. तो करना चाहिए बेसिकली. सो नो नीड टू चेंज जस्ट चैंट हरे कृष्ण और संग लेना है गीता पढ़ना है अच्छी तरह से प्रॉपरली उसको अच्छी तरह से पाठ करना है. किसी को पता है कितने अध्याय है गीता में कितने अध्याय है बताया सकता है कोई. सिंपल क्वेश्चन है हाउ मेनी चैप्टर्स इन गीता 24
Anyone else? Any guesses? 18. Okay. Anything else? Okay, how many verses in the Gita? I'll give you a choice. 70, 108, 700, 1008, or 100 and, or 1708. 700. How many years? Okay. So, yeah, see, we don't know, right? We are still in confused state, correct? So that's what is the problem. Kaun janta Gita? No one has read, no one has opened that book only. Just see. Padna chahiye again. Anyway, for your information, 18 chapters, 700 verses. Wow, excellent. Very nice. Do you know one verse from the Gita?
Sir, anyone have some bad habits, smoking, cigarette, or sexual things, cigarette? So, is chanting a solution of that?
See, chanting is, we don't chant to get, but it will help you get free from these bad habits. Yes, yes, it will do. There are so many people, like if you see, Prabhupada went to America. See, Indians, you know, kitne bhi bigde hue ho, magar American jaise itne bigad nahi sakte. You know, because wo log, they go all out to enjoy. You know, illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, intoxication. They are expert at this. We can't compete with them. Really? Yeah, God has given them a gift for enjoying these things. Yeah, you know. So even if we try, unless we are born there, okay, Indian body but born in America, then probably you can. But nowadays, because of this empty, all these television, thanks to the television, Indians are also becoming pretty good at it. So, Prabhupada went and preached to them and made them give up these things. Chamatkar hai ki nahi? Chamatkar hai ki nahi? Smoking, drinking, illicit, every day. Aisa nahi ki hafte mein ek din, Saturday, Sunday ko, nahi, every day. Hippies, you know, hippies, hippies means reject. American society se laat maar ke jo log jaate hai na, wo hippies bolte hai. Prabhupada ne unko Bhagavad Gita ka gyan, told them Gita, soul, atma, Bhagavan, Krishna, and he said, kya hai, Krishna, all this. And then they took it up, gave up smoking, drinking, became now sannyasis. Now they come to India to teach to Indians what is Gita. Chamatkar hai ki nahi? Chamatkar hai. So it is the solution. Chant and be happy. Anything else you want to share? Anything you don't agree with what I said? You can also, Linda, sir.
हर एक के शरीर में भगवान है और हमारे शरीर में आत्मा भी है तो ये दोनों एक ही है या अलग है?
तो कठोपनिषद में एक उदाहरण दिया जाता है कि जैसे कि पेड़ है, पेड़ की डाली पे दो पक्षियां बैठी हुई हैं, दो पक्षियां, उसी प्रकार से हमारा जो शरीर है उस पेड़ की तरह है और जो हमारे शरीर में जो हृदय है वहां पर परमात्मा और आत्मा दोनों बैठे हुए हैं. जिस प्रकार से पेड़ पे एक पक्षी फल खा रहा है, कभी मीठा फल खाता है, कभी कड़वा फल खाता है. मीठा फल खाता है तो सुख आनंद में होता है, कभी कड़वा फल खाता है दुखी हो जाता है, है? मगर दूसरा जो है पक्षी वो कुछ नहीं खा रहा है, सिर्फ देख रहा है. उसी प्रकार से आत्मा इस दुनिया में, इस शरीर में रह के अच्छे कामों में लगता है, सुखी होता है, बुरे काम करता है, बुरे कर्मों का फल अनुभव करता है और दुखी हो जाता है. और परमात्मा केवल देख रहा है, देख रहा है उसको. तो दोनों अलग है, एक नहीं है, अलग है. आत्मा और परमात्मा दोनों है हमारे हृदय में, समझ गए ना? तो ऐसा है. तो जिस दिन हम वो छोड़ देंगे और परमात्मा को देखेंगे, अरे भगवान आप ही हमारे स्वामी हैं, तो फिर सारे दुख खत्म. ऐसा एक श्लोक है भगवद गीता में, द्वाव इमाव पर पुरुषो लोके क्षर अक्षर एवच क्षर सर्वानि भूतानि कूटस्थो क्षर उच्यते. ऐसा एक श्लोक है गीता में. 15वां अध्याय में कि दो प्रकार के वो है प्रकृतियां, एक तो अक्षर अक्षर और जो अक्षर है मतलब जो जो आध्यात्मिक अध्यात्म जो है उसमें भी दो प्रकार के हैं, उसमें परमात्मा है और भगवान है। उत्तम पुरुषस्त्वन्य परमात्मेति उदारतः, आत्मा से भी बढ़कर एक है परमात्मा। यम लोकत्रयम आवेश विवर्ति अव्ययम ईश्वरः, वो ईश्वर है। ईश्वर मतलब जैसे हमने देखा कंट्रोलर, और विभर्ति अव्ययम ईश्वरः, वो अव्यय है और सारे हम लोगों को वो ही चलाते हैं। इस प्रकार से आपने देखा डॉक्टर है ना, डॉक्टर कोई डॉक्टर बैकग्राउंड से है क्या, MBBS बैकग्राउंड से नहीं ना, एक साइनो आर्टेरियल नोड करके होता है हमारे हृदय में। यू आर डॉक्टर, यू हैविंग मेडिकल बैकग्राउंड, चलिए राइट, साइनो आर्टेरियल नोड होता है ना हृदय में, विच इज द सोर्स ऑफ द शॉक करंट आता है उसमें से, जिससे हृदय ऐसा पंप होता है हमारे हृदय में, और फिर पंप होने से वो खून चलने लगता है हर जगह शरीर में। तो ये डॉक्टर लोगों को भी पता नहीं ये साइनो आर्टेरियल नोड से इलेक्ट्रिक जनरेट कैसे होता, कैसे नो वहां से आता तो है वहां से, बट व्हाट इज द कॉज एंड व्हाई इट इज हैपनिंग, और सबसे पहला इलेक्ट्रिक करंट पल्स जनरेट कैसे हुआ, यू डोंट नो। सो वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड इट्स कमिंग बिकॉज ऑफ परमात्मा। जैसे कि आपको हाथ उठाना है, हाथ उठाने पे बहुत सारे मसल्स लगते हैं ना, कॉन्ट्रैक्शन एक्सपेंशन, क्या आप दिमाग लगाते हैं क्या, अच्छा ये अभी मसल मुझे श्रिंक करना है, फिर ये उंगली उठाना है, फिर ये करना है, ऐसे सोचते हो, मगर स्वाभाविक तरीके से होता है ना, है कि नहीं, कैसे हो रहा है, परमात्मा भगवान जो बैठे हुए हैं करते हैं, हम इच्छा करने मात्र से वो हो जाता है। और जैसे कि पैरालिसिस हो गया, परमात्मा ने आपको वो कर्तव्य निकाल दिया, उससे अधिकार निकाल दिया, तो फिर आप इच्छा करने के बाद भी आप अपना हार्ट नहीं उठा सकते, पैरालिसिस हो गया तो, लेफ्ट साइड पैरालिसिस, राइट साइड पैरालिसिस या बॉडी पैरालिसिस जब हो जाता है तो क्या हो जाता है उससे, दैट मींस यू लूज कंट्रोल। सो वी आर नॉट कंट्रोलर्स, आत्मा इज जस्ट व्हाट डिजायरिंग एंड परमात्मा इज फुलफिलिंग। वो अगर आप ना और थोड़ा सा दूसरा अध्याय पढ़ेंगे और अगर सेशन में अटेंड करोगे तो उसमें और डिटेल में आत्मा परमात्मा के बीच में क्या अंतर है बताया जाएगा। भगवान भी रहते हैं और जब आत्मा निकलती है तो परमात्मा भी निकलता है, परमात्मा आत्मा को लेके उसके दूसरे गंतव्य स्थान पे लेके जाते हैं। जैसे कि अगर अभी किसी को मनुष्य शरीर मिला हुआ है और अभी वो शरीर को त्याग रहा है और अगर वो देवता के शरीर में जाके प्रवेश कर रहा है, करना है उसको, तो आत्मा उसको लेके जाते हैं, स्थित कर देते हैं, परमात्मा भी जाता है उसके साथ। यहाँ पर भी आत्मा जाता है परमात्मा जाता है, अगर कुत्ते के शरीर में भी जा रहा है तो परमात्मा घुसेगा, परमात्मा के बगैर आत्मा कुछ नहीं कर सकता, परमात्मा के बगैर आत्मा इज हेल्पलेस। जैसे कि कोई व्यक्ति को देखा अपने कुत्तों को लेके जाते हैं ना, ऐसा फिर वो कुत्ता टॉयलेट करेगा, फिर वो रुकेगा, फिर नेक्स्ट तक, फिर वो उठेगा, तो है कि नहीं? उसी प्रकार से परमात्मा है, आत्मा कैसे कुत्ते जैसा है और परमात्मा ऐसा पकड़ रहा है, कहाँ जाने का है, अच्छा उधर ठीक है, इधर जाने का ठीक है, उधर जाएगा, और कभी कभार जबरदस्ती इधर नहीं उसको जाने का, नहीं इधर नहीं उधर, जबरदस्ती किया जाता है कभी कभार। एक्चुअली मन क्या है ये गीता में बहुत फर्स्ट क्लास बताया, सच में बता रहा हूँ फर्स्ट क्लास। तो भगवान बताते हैं कि भूमिर अपो अनल वायु खम मन बुद्धि अहंकार इतियम में भिन्ना प्रकृति रक्षता। बोलते हैं कि जो मन है वो मेरी शक्ति है, भगवान की शक्ति है। ओके, वो एक बात हो गया। तो आत्मा जो है ना, आत्मा, आत्मा के ऊपर दो प्रकार के शरीर होते हैं, दो, एक है स्थूल शरीर, एक है सूक्ष्म शरीर। जब कोई व्यक्ति मर जाता है तो भूत बनता है, सुना आपने भूत, भूत प्रेत के बारे में सुना? तो जब व्यक्ति भूत बन जाता है तो उसका सिर्फ सूक्ष्म शरीर बचता है, मतलब मन बुद्धि अहंकार। उसका जो स्थूल शरीर है, जो भूमि अपो अनल वायु और खम, मतलब अर्थ वाटर फायर एयर ईथर, जो हमारा ये शरीर जो बना हुआ है, हा? तो ये शरीर ये पांच स्थूल पदार्थों से बनाया हुआ है, अर्थ वाटर फायर एयर ईथर। तो मृत्यु से क्या होता है, मृत्यु जब हो जाती है तो ये स्थूल शरीर को नीचे त्याग कर सूक्ष्म शरीर में, वो दूसरे स्थूल शरीर में प्रवेश करता है, जो तो डुक्कर का शरीर हो सकता है या कुत्ते का। तो अभी मन क्या चीज है, एक सूक्ष्म पदार्थ है, भगवान की शक्ति। अब मन का क्या फंक्शन है, फंक्शन को क्या बोलते हैं हिंदी में, क्या क्या कार्य है उसके? दो कार्य है, एक तो है एक्सेप्ट रिजेक्ट, मतलब अपनाना त्याग देना। मन का क्या कार्य है, वो एक मेमोरी है, मेमोरी अनुभवों का एक मेमोरी चिप है, इसमें चिप में स्टोरेज होता है ना, उसी प्रकार से है वो मन। तो सारे जो भी अनुभव किए हैं ना हमने जीवन में और पिछले जन्मों में और पिछले पिछले करोड़ों जन्मों में, वो सब मेमोरी में स्टोर हो जाता है, मन में, अनुभवों का मेमोरी, ठीक है ना। और फिर उस मेमोरी को लेके हमारा शरीर बनता है। इस प्रकार से हम हाथ अगर मैं ग्लव्स में डालते हैं ना, ग्लव्स, ऑपरेटिंग ग्लव्स होता है ना, लैटेक्स का ग्लव, तो वो उसका कोई शेप नहीं होता है ना, ग्लव्स का कोई आकार नहीं होता, मगर अगर आप हाथ डालते हो तो क्या बनता है, आकार बनता है, सही है कि नहीं। तो उसी प्रकार से जब मन के ऊपर स्थूल, मन का कैसा फॉर्म होता है ना, उसी प्रकार से हमारा बाहर का ये शरीर बनता है। अगर हमारा मन देवताओं जैसा है ना, तो हमको ये शरीर देवता जैसे मिल जाता है। मन अगर बिल्ली जैसा है तो बिल्ली बन जाएगी, ऐसा, तो ऐसा है मन। जैसे कि अगर आप सोचते हैं, ठीक है ना, आपका एग्जाम है, आप क्या कर रहे हैं, आप पढ़ते हैं क्या, टीवाई बीकॉम, अभी आप टीवाई बीकॉम कर रहे हैं, ठीक है ना। अभी सोचिए नेक्स्ट हफ्ते आपका एग्जाम है, ठीक है, आपका बुद्धि कहेगा नेक्स्ट वीक आपका एग्जाम है, इन्फॉर्मेशन मिल गया ना आपको, फिर आपका मन बोलेगा एग्जाम बोरिंग, एग्जाम मतलब बोरिंग, अच्छा नहीं लगता। मन क्या कहेगा, खराब है, खराब है, बट आप करेंगे क्या, जो मन कहेगा करेंगे या जो बुद्धि कहेगा वो करोगे, वो आपके डिपेंड है, आपके ऊपर डिपेंड है। अगर आप अकल के, अकल से आप अगर काम करते हो तो आप किताब निकालोगे, पढ़ोगे। अगर आप मन के ऊपर निर्भर रहोगे तो आप सोचोगे कंटाल है, छोड़ो किताब साइड में, सिनेमा थिएटर चले जाओगे शायद, क्योंकि अगर सिनेमा थिएटर के बारे में अगर आपका बुद्धि इंफॉर्मेशन देता है, अभी लेटेस्ट रिलीज है, शायद अमिताभ बच्चन का नया कुछ पिक्चर निकला है, तो बुद्धि इंफॉर्मेशन देगी कितने टाइम पे क्या शो है, और मन बोलेगा गुड, सही है, बहुत ही अच्छा है, हाँ। तो अभी फिर से डिपेंड करेगा आप किसके ऊपर काम करेंगे, बुद्धि को सुनेंगे या मन को सुनेंगे। अगर हमने बुद्धि को सुना तो बोलोगे अच्छा है मगर पढ़ूंगा, समझ गए ना। अब मन को सुनोगे तो किताब बंद करके टिकट खरीद के, उसके लिए ही ये सब है। जब आप ऐसे व्यक्तियों के साथ मिलोगे जो अपने मन को कंट्रोल करने में सक्सेसफुल हैं, तो आप कंट्रोल कर पाओगे। तो इसलिए प्रैक्टिस करना होता है, ये जपा है ना, जपा उसी के लिए है। मन को कंट्रोल, मंत्र, मंत्र मतलब क्या है, मंत्र दो शब्दों से आता है, मन और त्र मतलब त्रायते इति मंत्र है, मतलब टू डिलीवर, शुद्ध करना। तो जब आप जप करोगे ना, हरे कृष्णा, आप देखोगे कि आपके मन में क्या क्या आ रहा है, सब दुनिया भर की सारी चीजें आ जाएंगी आपके मन में। तो आपको फिर वो टेस्ट है, निकालना है वो सब कचरा, और हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण, जब आप ऐसे करोगे तो आप अपने मन को कंट्रोल करना कर रहे हो, और धीरे धीरे से ऐसे अभ्यास करने से आपको अपने मन के ऊपर पूरी तरह से कंट्रोल मिल जाएगा। जो लोग मन को कंट्रोल कर पाते हैं ना, वो लोग एकदम अच्छे लोग हैं, मतलब इन सेंस कि बहुत कुछ कर पाते हैं जीवन में। और जो लोग जैसे कि पढ़ाई में, अगर आपने किताब खोल के अगर मन नहीं लग रहा है तो मन हर जगह भटक रहा है, दो घंटे आपने किताब खोल के बैठा हुआ है, मत कुछ नहीं कर पाओगे। मगर व्यक्ति का अगर मन शार्प है ना, जैसे कि एग्जामिनेशन के एक घंटे पहले कितना घुसता है अंदर, बहुत कुछ ना, क्योंकि आपको पूरा मन एकदम केंद्रित है, खोल खोल खोलिया, दो पेज दो मिनट में हो गया अंदर, मगर दो घंटे में दो पेज नहीं होता जब एग्जाम नहीं है, है कि नहीं? तो मन बहुत पावरफुल है। जैसे कि कोई दिया होता ना, दिया अगर आप अंधेरे दिया, हवा नहीं है बिल्कुल, तो दिया बहुत तेज रोशनी देगा आप, मगर अगर हवा आ गई तो ऐसा हिलने लगा तो कुछ देख नहीं पाओगे। उसी प्रकार से मन को कंट्रोल करना ये बहुत ही इम्पोर्टेंट है आध्यात्मिक प्रगति के लिए और सब कुछ के लिए। वैसे अभी हम अपने मन को ऐसे जाने दिया है, हर जगह जहाँ पे जाना है जाओ, तो आदतें बिगड़ गई हैं हमारी। अभ्यास, प्रैक्टिस, प्रैक्टिस, प्रैक्टिस। सो यू हैव क्वेश्चन, वन लास्ट।
We receive different kind of intuition. Everybody has an intuition power. So how do we control the bad intuitions and good intuitions? Intuitions is the vision. You get some kind of vision. What exactly happening is there. So how do you control such disturbance? How to control such disturbance?